so excited.
Oh, thrilled.
And or stress.
This is overflow.
Anything could happen!
We literally let ourselves come into this situation being like, we don't even know what we're going to talk about, but I love it.
I feel like, well, so that's the thing. I have to go into every single one of my interviews going, I don't want to know the questions beforehand. Uh-huh. I was like, because I'm not going to give you a real honest answer. I'm going to give you something I recited for like an hour in the mirror, and then I'm still going to fuck that up. It's still going to be bad. Hello and welcome to the Overflow Podcast. My name, of course, is Philip DeFranco, and this is really where we just talk about whatever for about 20 minutes to an hour till I offend someone, and that's really it. Today, I'm with the fine bros, and...
We can't be offended.
You can't be offended?
No, can't.
Here's what, every time I have two people on, right, that it's a partnership, it's not going to be as hard as Jack Scap. Which fine brother is which? I think that's the number one question most people ask
whether it's you guys
or Rhett and Link.
Or they don't know that, or they think we are Rhett and Link. And vice versa. We talk to Rhett and Link about this all the time. We get it all the time. People think a viral video will go from Rhett and Link, and then I get tweets about how awesome that
music video is.
And I'm like, thanks, but that's Rhett and Link. And then I talk to them, and they say, we get that all the time, too. Everyone thinks, like, love the React series. Yeah. And I think we realize it's because Duo... glasses with one, beard on the other.
Yeah,
it's easy to enter, I guess, even though they're so much taller.
Yeah, if anybody saw us next to each other, you'd be like, oh, you're never going to mess
it
up.
That
we're the
lot.
Short Jews.
I've started to get that much more. I've gotten the, wow, you're a lot shorter than I thought you'd be. Like, I get that all the time now, and I always feel like I'm not tall or short, but it's weird that many people
I'm
say
only
that
like
to me.
Maybe
I'm
like, an inch and a half taller.
They think I'm tall.
I've never gotten that ever,
really.
I guess
so. It's just like, I've never heard that.
That must mean that I just am
short.
That's just what it is. It's okay.
So, what I want to start with, most people probably know you guys from the React series, but you've been doing this longer than pretty much everyone I know.
Almost everyone, maybe Rooster Teeth, I think, has
Rooster Teeth's been around,
only a little bit more, but yeah.
And you didn't always go by the Fine Bros.
No.
Right? Yeah, because I always say that I found you guys, and I always, now I'm forgetting the name.
It's Raven State.
Raven State. Yeah. Back when I disliked them because my girlfriend at the time said they were really funny, way funnier than me. And I was very offended.
Yes.
It's
you told us this many times over our friendship.
No, I know, but I feel like I should share that with the world.
Yeah.
But I guess something that I don't even know, why'd you get into it, and how'd you get into it?
Online? Why did we get
online,
or
just
making
content in general?
Stuff. Yeah.
Because mine was like pure boredom, and I always just wonder
about
other people.
I'll go into it, but you could jump in.
Sure.
Like, it's Benny. Benny's been, like, he's the older brother, and he loved entertaining people. And even when we were, like, little kids, we were Orthodox Jews in Brooklyn, when we would go out and, like, play with friends, he'd always be the leader who would come up with a crazy imaginative story that we're running around and we're using just, like, our imagination to just have amazing games and, like, always in our heads. And that then translated into him having this little tape recorder, like an old school, like, mini cassette tape recorder.
The people we use for notes. Like, our father had to be like, oh, you know, I gotta remember.
Like, Big Trouble in Little China.
Big Trouble in Little China was a huge influence.
Your private eye.
Yeah, he would just go around and he would just make little shows, like little characters, like that he would be talking into that thing by himself, just making a little thing. I never even listened to them. And then you could kind of fast forward to bar mitzvah money that he got, because that's the time in a little Jewish boy's life.
Yeah.
You get some money and you can figure out what you want to do with
that's
that money.
Your startup
catch. But it's so horrible, though, in the sense of the girls in Orthodox Judaism, they get like $100 for their bat mitzvah because of how things are still just so warped, male-centric, and, you know, when you're that religious.
I think this is a great thing.
And, but I'm getting, I got thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars.
Yes.
Wow.
You get a huge amount of money.
It's insane.
Yeah, so he ended up spending all the money on...
Not all of it.
Most
a good
of it,
amount of it.
On, like, radio equipment, like, to make his own, like, little radio shows.
Right.
That he would be able, like, so he was able to... have multiple tracks to be able to mix in, and he would just make all these characters that would talk to each other. He would wrote me in so that I would be doing different voices and characters, so he would create this whole universe around like music.
There's maybe 150 cassettes filled with this stuff
of just
somewhere.
Benny, little Benny talking, be like, hey, welcome to the Hard Rock Radio Show, and blah, 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 blah. We're doing all of our little crazy voices.
Wow.
Then got a camera, and then Benny got, and we have, I think, the footage of Benny even. My mom on from behind.
It's really odd. It's short audio, and we our mom recently found all this stuff, and we're figuring out we need to digitize and release a lot of this content. But she turned it on or something, and you only hear it for 4 seconds, and you hear my voice behind the camera saying, "So this is how you turn it on and zoom and turn," and you hear like the moment I'm being taught how to use a camera for 5 seconds.
Wow, really cool.
That was there. Yeah.
So that then resulted in like sketches and just fun and randomness.
And then I can pick it up that I then saw Kevin Smith's Clerks.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was young, probably too young to watch it at the time.
I remember walking in and seeing him watching it. I was a little even more.
You were even younger.
So
I didn't even get all the things going on, but I loved it. I thought it was hilarious. And the main thing that I saw from it was like, I could have made this. Mm-hmm. And there was an accessibility thing that is very interesting now, thinking about how many people are inspired by all the things we do, thinking that's something
you
they're accessible
this,
to, too. That, for me, was like, wow, you don't need to have all this lights and all this stuff, and you can make a movie like that. And everything changed for me of like, I can just make stuff. He can make stuff. I can just make stuff.
Yeah.
And so he's really been, he's the reason
influence.
That we've ended up doing this was because of Clerks.
Wow.
That's really why. We've never gotten to meet him to tell him that.
Sounds
but
amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is where it started of making all this stuff. And we were like, we're going to start
features.
Making features. And that was very specific. We're going to make feature films and we're going to go to film festivals and we're going to make it just like he did.
Right.
And that's what we're going to do. And it started with action figure feature films,
right.
which we then
that's
ended up
love,
doing a lot.
I love a lot of
yes,
toys.
Love
I would love
stuff.
To make content with all these
We
things.
Made all those Lost parodies.
Lost
and like
parodies,
we've, it's something that we continued to do for a long time was make that stuff. I made all these feature films and then made a live action feature in 2000 that released in 2001.
I was still
you were
in
still
high
in high school.
Yeah.
And with all of these high school kids, I somehow
right.
roped a ton of high school kids to give me their weekends for 2 months and in New York in the middle of nowhere and made a feature, live action, that horrible. It'll be released one day. But not the worst script in the world. And we were like, film festivals. And we got into some film festivals.
Mm-hmm.
We actually did a comedy fest because there's not a lot of comedy in these things. Got in and saw immediately, we'll never make it in film festivals. This is not 10 years ago.
Right.
This is celebrity driven. This is so political. This isn't going to work.
We have
right.
no connection.
No
we
connection.
Literally
we were still borderline
working, yeah.
orthodox at the time. Like we're never going to be able to find this. It's like, what are we going to do? And we weren't even sure because we thought a feature a year every year is what we
right.
thought we were going to do.
We'll get better.
How
and
old
better,
are you
better.
Guys?
I was just turned 19. He was 17.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we decided this isn't going to work, and we abandoned the concept of a feature a year. And
mm-hmm.
right around that time is when I left to go work at Walt Disney World for a huge amount of my life.
Which
and,
was like possibly just going to become your life.
Possibly.
And
then,
oh, wow.
long story short, through your baseball in college to film
yeah.
school, we were still making stuff on
first
our
started,
own.
I thought I was going to be a baseball player. I played baseball in college. And then I was like, oh, no, I'm not good enough. And then I was like, oh, but I could do this film thing.
Right.
And then I finally got into doing wanting
correct.
To be a filmmaker.
And then there was a period of time that also so fascinating where Rafi was making stuff by himself and I was making stuff by myself. So there's this period of non-Fine Brothers Together content.
Yeah.
But we'd always come back at all of his breaks in college to make stuff.
Yeah.
And we were like, what are we going to do? It really
mm-hmm.
was a moment of what this film festival stuff's not going to work. What's possible?
Mm-hmm.
And it was the thought of, you know what? I think it's the internet. And even though this was pre-social
yeah.
media, we were like, there was iFilm.com and Adam Films. They have to send your VHS tape into
yeah,
and stuff like
yeah,
that.
To
but
get it posted,
which
yeah.
we were excited about when they took one of our
it's
stuff.
Awesome.
But it was like, we're going to do this for the sake of, it's the new film festival. We looked at it as a new film festival of
mm-hmm.
discovery. Of like, if we can show that we can make stuff and that people want to watch that stuff,
then, we're gonna get
then
it.
We'll just get snatched
yeah.
up and we'll make a movie that way. We'll make a TV show that way. And instead, backdoored our way into what all of this was, even though it was a struggle for many, many years
right.
to do any of this stuff pre-YouTube and even after YouTube, because we were late to YouTube a bit, because we had our own website,
right.
Ravenstake, that was
yeah.
fairly popular, and it was like, YouTube? Like,
why
would you go there?
Stuff
yeah.
on another website?
Yeah.
I don't understand how this works, yeah.
yeah.
It's all about one place, not everywhere.
Yeah,
back ship.
And then it became, and then at one point we did then it became go everywhere before Google bought YouTube.
Right.
Like, it was like, I don't know what's going to win out, and
yeah.
it was be everywhere. Like,
yeah. There's so many websites to put your stuff on, and YouTube is just one of them, but then it was amazing to have that, like, there was a moment where you saw that YouTube was going to work, and then we just started
yeah.
putting everything into it.
Well, because, yeah, there used to be conversations of, like, should we go YouTube or should we go Rever?
Right.
Yep.
Well, because of the money. Well, YouTube didn't
the money.
Originally, Rever had some money, so you were like, oh, man, I can make, like, a nickel if somebody clicks on the end of my video. And it was like, oh, man.
And then
you just like, Ask a Ninja.
And, yeah, and
you
get upset
money.
About
you're
it.
Like,
you're like, oh, I love Ask a Ninja, but how are they actually getting their fans to click on this thing? Like, it's
right.
like, because they're not clicking
yeah.
it for us at all.
Yeah, and it was, I feel like there's an advantage, obviously, to starting out early.
Yeah.
But there was, I think, a massive disadvantage as far as, like, the money.
Oh, yeah.
As far as being able to continue to do it, if, like, you were like, this is my job and not something I also do in like, at the same time as work or as school. And so...
Yeah. We were... It took almost 5.5 to 6 years for us to be able to just do this. And hence, we had all these types of jobs doing things for other companies...
Mm-hmm.
Working at Maker, you know, all this
yeah.
stuff that we were doing where we
You're
met. That's
stuff.
The first time we met.
We worked together for 10 days?
10
days?
Not even. We had one meeting together.
We had one meeting
where
together.
Where we were so honestly, such a moment that you knew who we were.
We were
that
both
it was
like
we couldn't believe that you had a
Why
moment where in that
us?
One meeting you actually said like, whoa, like, I can't. The Fine Brothers are actually here. There was like a level of production. I think that you realized were coming. That actually people that knew how to make stuff was actually arriving.
And you were like, why would they be here? But you also were probably like, I'm about to get the fuck out.
I was. It was very rude, but very honest. I was just like, oh wow, like there are people that know what they're doing. This is fantastic.
Like, how is this possible?
Well, because until then, like, it was just arguments forever, and then we'd make a video. And then arguments forever.
And the video might not come out.
Yeah, and then we'd make another video. Right. And, it was...
We got it down to very limited arguments at a period of time, but anyway, doesn't matter, we're not talking about that.
We figured out that whole
thing. But
needed to do all that stuff to make do, because YouTube really didn't work for the types of stuff we were making in the large way that it works now. Formats were definitely not the thing on YouTube. It was the personality for a long time.
Personality with a format.
Correct. Or
just personality.
Correct. And now there's still the personality has not died out by any means. No. It's growing bigger than it ever has in a lot of ways. But formats are working. Hence React, Epic Mealtime, etc. Those things started coming. And then things started shifting for us in 2011-ish. But it took that long. From 2004 to 2011.
So yeah, I look back on the like early days of like and all of us kind of in that struggle, and there was no money and everything, and that like that's why you kind of see I think that's part of what's made this all work is that like people that even though maybe everybody thinks that there's like just an insane amount of money and that's why we were all able to do this, it's like no, it was like all of us having to work for like a good 5 years, like anybody that like has kind of made it all the way through, we worked all for like 5 years with nothing, absolutely nothing. Yeah. But we all just believed in it and we cared so much about like just making content and not having like a person telling us no. And we were all going to try to pioneer and revolutionize something that like we all didn't know if it was going to work out, but we all cared that much and didn't mind that we were making nothing for it.
I think it got to a point where I wanted to at least for me, it was wanting to legitimize, and I still feel that way now because there still is legitimizing that still needs to happen, but it's gotten so much better. But the idea of being like, no, you know, you can make content your own, and it can be quality, and people can watch it, and the eyeballs are just as valuable, and especially in the beginning, it was a lot of like, what are you doing, versus now where they respect the audience a lot more than they used to, but they still think... They do honestly just think, oh, well, you're just doing the internet stuff, you know, you're not, because with the stuff we're trying to do and back wanting to do features from when we were younger and starting now to do television, there is that feeling of like, well, you can't do this because you only do this. And it's like, but it's the same thing. There's just way less money here.
There is something annoying because for years, and I feel like it's slightly less so, every conversation was always like you educating the people in the room about what you do and why they should care, even though they were the people setting the room up.
Right?
You're like, why? Why am I here? Still, one of my favorite things of all time is meeting with the collective. And
I thought you were going to go the...
No, meeting with the collective. I'm all about not signing NDAs with people. Was meeting with the collective, and we sit down in this room, and he's like, wait, did I ever told you this?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, this is...
Story.
So the guy that runs it...
Yeah.
Mike Green. I feel only comfortable with this because our lawyers are as big as their lawyers now. and he sits down and he's like, I like your story. Kid from the Midwest makes good. And I'm like, New York's Midwest? To where?
Right away, just the meeting.
You're just
like,
and
like,
it's done.
Right.
Like, from that moment, I was just like, there's no reason for me to be in this room. Like, But I mean, and obviously...
That's a powerful thing at the same time, just randomly business-wise of like, you
just
know, getting
like,
to that point.
I don't care about you.
Well, getting to the point like that we still only sometimes feel like where you get to a point with your conversations, with your negotiations, that you actually kind of feel like you're in a position where you can kind of be like, I don't think I necessarily need this. When for a long, long time, every meeting was like, oh my God, please. I really hope that this happens. And now I'm kind of like, I don't necessarily need this. Like, what do you want from me? You know, I'm not sure if I'm
going to... That's, I think, one of the bigger problems is that depending on who it is and what the opportunity is, there's a huge trying to use us mentality still because we're not necessarily considered like a television network.
Right.
You'd never go to ask the types of things that are asked of YouTube channels to have the way they want you to show something or they only want to work with you because, oh, well, you're going to do X for me versus don't you just want to make something with me like a traditional way? Let's just make amazing content together that people are going to love. Not be like, no, we're going to do that, but for me.
I feel like there is a big mentality of you did great where you're coming from, but you have no stake here. So you're starting from the bottom, and you're like, why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why?
And we're definitely dealing with that in the sense of in our now television story that is starting to get... everyone always tells you once you establish it, it's going to get better, and it will in a lot of ways. It already has in the unscripted side of things,
right?
Which is so ironic because we don't. It's the only unscripted thing we've ever done, and it became this giant thing.
It's a huge thing.
Yeah,
we finally decided to do something that wasn't scripted, and it was like, oh yeah, all that stuff. That's you should have just been doing this in the first place. We're like, and we're still fighting it. We're like, no, we still want to like write stuff and make sitcoms and features, but we like React's amazing. We love it. So
yeah.
Much.
Well, so because came from all of that to now, obviously you have at least the two big channels because you just launched the React channel, which is like a beast of its own.
Yes. We didn't expect it to be that big that fast.
That fast. It was crazy.
Because we were even looking at things like we would just look at like SourceFed and we would look at like Smosh Games and we were kind of like, okay, where, I don't know where in the, are we going to be here? Are we going to be last? We literally had no clue to just be like, just looking at what other people
Because
have
it
done.
Even was, because everyone a lot of times say, like, you should make, you know, React, the actual main React shows its own channel is definitely a thing of that. It's so much popular when we've never believed in that. We really think of ourselves as a TV network that why would you take your biggest show off your channel? It's just going to hurt the rest of your shows.
Why put a Modern Family on its own separate channel? It's like, no, it makes no sense.
Right.
So we thought because we weren't going to put the main shows on a new
that
channel,
people wouldn't necessarily
go
over it because they are smaller shows and it is, you know, that was the whole point of it. Like, we knew how popular the brand was and how much people loved to see the reactors, but it was like, well, are they going to want to go over there to watch these smaller shows that don't have video? You know, like, because that's what the format
this
was.
The show,
But then we let everyone know, and then in 5 days, a million people subscribed.
Yeah, what's
it's
that
completely
now?
Crazy. 1.7 or 1.8? It's crazy.
Yeah, and the views are there too. It's just like that people are just there waiting and clamoring because, like, we're so, like, we'll put out something even on the main channel that we're like, I don't know what it's going to do. It could do the React number, or it could just kind of, like, be lower and be, like, in the 300,000 to 500,000, which is still insane. But, like, so then when it came to the new channel, you think automatically everything's only going to be getting, like, 300,000 views or whatever.
Totally.
It's a new channel. And then, like, literally we're putting out each of these new formats, and it's, like, a million views every time. And you're just like, what? Like, how is that? It's amazing that it just shows the evolution and the continuation of what this is all evolving into and what is possible. And I think each one of these steps that each of us are doing. And, like, SourceFed was such a huge thing. Like, we were so thrilled when SourceFed came out, and it was such a success just to be able to see what is possible.
Right.
What are we all being able to prove? Because every one of these moments that we prove something, everybody goes, oh, you guys actually have
and conversation changed because of the React channel for certain areas of our business because they're like, oh. Like,
yeah,
and
all
started something new.
And you're like,
we start something new all the time. Like, everything was new at one point, but no, suddenly it's like, oh, but that's a number they can get wrap their head around, like a million in 5 days.
Well, that whole idea of going to a different channel, the only two that I can think of that have done it properly, you guys and Epic Rap Battles.
Right.
And when ERB did it, I was like, that's a terrible idea.
Well, you
why
know,
would they do that?
Let's
and
think,
then,
but we still haven't.
Orange did it,
Orange
very,
did
very early, right,
yeah.
right away.
And we haven't really done it because the main shows are still on the Fineverse channel. This is this is different.
So
stuff.
Yeah, actually, it is all new
content. All new
content. So it is different.
Yeah.
It's
interesting. Yeah.
Right. We've just, like, I don't know, and I think that that's part of our story. I think other people are going to continue to create their own ways of going about things, but that's still, like, that's what we've always told everybody,
right.
is that, like, you need your hub channel, and you're going to basically create ancillary content, but with the React channel, we didn't go for, like, ancillary. We were like, no, these are all full, big, you know, in their own right.
But also, at the same time, makes no sense on what the brand of the main channel is, because
right.
it's not... It's just it's not random, but it's just like, it's a food show. It just doesn't really belong on
right.
what we've been doing. We've never
yeah.
done a food show before, but on a new channel that is just about various types of reactions, it works.
Any other things that you have just launched or you're about to launch?
I guess the main thing is the television show, you know, with Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Which is so funny, it's like launched on television.
Yeah.
It's like
that place.
Yeah, but we're in production on that. Don't have a release date yet, but that's
right.
you know another extension to this brand.
That's awesome.
That is crazy.
Is it going to be, you think, a lot different, close to the same?
It's going to feel very familiar, but it is pretty different. I think that the biggest difference out of the gate is that it is kids and teens together.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, kids as young as 6 all the way up to the teenagers. So it's more of a mash
right.
of age
it's
range.
Yeah, it's like, it's that, then it's, there's no, like, the deep dive. This
mm-hmm.
is, it's Nickelodeon. We're not, like, going into, like, sociological, like, conversations.
It's very
about
fun.
Videos.
It's just like, this is
yeah.
a fun.
Awesome.
It's just like,
video, fun
yeah.
clips.
Exactly.
Clips.
It's like, let's show really funny, fun clips that.
And also really, like, random and scary.
Yes, and sometimes show things that you're like, oh, that's a gross clip to show, but it's silly, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's like, let's get as many of them as we can. The kids are cute and funny, and then there's also various segments and stuff that kind of expanded out, kind of like, were you in the first Laugh Challenge?
Or it's the laugh challenge, no?
Oh, no, you weren't. Okay, so we've done those online. Like, things like laugh challenges where it is, like, you cannot laugh or smile while watching this video.
Oh, okay.
And so we have that segment. We have various segments like that. And then we also...
challenges where, like, all the kids get together and, like, they do, like...
Very old school kids TV where it's, like, we're all together doing something crazy now. And you get to see the kids... actually together,
right,
which you never get to see online.
You want to just look back on the production and see just a picture.
It's so blown.
All the kids are together. That's so weird. Recently, you're so used to them one at a time.
Yes, and that's why it's so overwhelming. Every year we throw a big party for all the reactors that has now grown to over 100 of them. Like, so there's so many. So it becomes very humbling, and I look over the sea of people that I'm like, wow,
having 100 SourceFed hosts. Yeah.
Like,
we have, like, these 100 reactors.
And we're all together
taking
pictures, and I'm like, oh, like, look at all of us together. And, like, and seeing us together is so weird. And, like, it's just because you never see them together, the elders with the kids, and, like, it's crazy.
That's what's interesting to me is, obviously, now you're doing it. Eventually, the younger kids, well, I imagine, go to, like, the teen.
Yeah, a whole handful have already done it, yeah. We have a couple of kids. Like, one's going to Stanford. Wow. One's going to MIT. And we're like so proud of them. Like, wow, you're so much smarter than me. Like, you're so much smarter than me.
Yeah, there's a family element now. Speaking of the like YouTube in general, everyone talks about 5 years. I think that's too far. In 1 to 2 years, and then maybe 3 years, do you think YouTube's still gonna be the place to be? With all, like, because obviously, like, the Vimeo stuff, like, you've seen in the news, trying to get, like, a land grab on people.
There's, like, 3 or 4 companies that are trying to do, like, the snatching exclusivity kind of
thing. I think
YouTube's
still going to be the place, at least in that short term. I think the two main questions that I'm curious about is, will YouTube figure out a way to do premium content again that is different than the originals program that... helped both of us out a lot.
It's not even long form. It's just, like, higher quality.
Right,
premium,
that's the idea
premium,
of, like, will YouTube be figuring out the content side of their business if they even want to?
Right.
Will they do any funding of things? Will they be involved in those things? Do they want to foster that or not with all their top creators so we don't go elsewhere to do those things? That's one of the questions I'm very curious about, because it's happening more and more and more now, and it's going to keep happening more in the future if YouTube doesn't figure out something. Mm-hmm. And maybe they don't want to and they don't have to, but I'm curious about that, because that can change a lot of those conversations about, like, well, if there's some infrastructure they're providing their top creators to keep their premium stuff there, that changes a lot of the conversation. Second becomes, I'm very curious about windowing of content and, like, what's going to start happening when there's other solutions out there to window your content.
So,
like Rooster Teeth. Like,
so
Rooster Teeth has done
for
years.
Gotcha.
So the example of that, and it's something that...
This is
windowing. But the idea of saying that, hey, the content's going to come out for free on the same day, the same way you've always experienced it, but if you're a supporter, rather than doing a Kickstarter or something, a way to help support channels that you really like is, like, well, you get the content a day early or a week early, and you'll pay a few bucks or whatever it might be to have that right and have a couple of other exclusives to do that, because you know you're helping grow that creator, which you totally would be by doing that.
Yes.
And then all you need is a percentage of your audience to then help that, and then it's still one of those things that is a lot more accessible for a lot of creators, because it's like, look, I'm not telling you you've got to do this to get the content. You could wait, and I don't even care. Don't do it if you don't want to, because it's still coming out. And I think that models are going to spring up more and more and more in that way, and what does that do to YouTube?
To the audience on YouTube.
When things are windowed a week out or more, and then the conversation's already starting a week before, does that make more people start wanting to do that?
Right.
Does it change the way we all view things?
YouTube does not change, it's literally all about is the way that people consume content. Is that going to change? Is there going to be the new way, like when the television is more introduced, and maybe there's a way that between all the devices that we aren't utilizing YouTube the same way, but currently, and why YouTube even became so huge and why we were able to siphon audience is that really all of us have become popular and everybody still continues to become popular is because YouTube has such an insane amount of traffic to this website that then they end up finding all of our stuff too. And then there's this great subscription system that works most of the time that gets people our content. And that if YouTube stays to be able to get the traffic that it does, then no matter what, YouTube is always going to be the number one place that you get the most views. And we might just all start using it more as a marketing tool more than what we currently use it as, which is the end-all, be-all of the content.
Right.
It's the only place for the content. It's where everybody gets it more, basically exclusively.
But I think that if certain things were different, I would want it to stay that way. There's just things that YouTube sometimes makes decisions on that just makes it not make sense, that we can't do that. And part of it
think,
is,
Phil?
Yeah.
I'm interested. What do you think?
Because I know that over time, here and there, you've said things like, you know, you're not sure, and things might end up living on your websites.
You've
stuff
had some
like that.
Videos that come out where you're just kind of like, you know, hey, you know, you can just fuck it up right now, and like, that's expected,
that,
and I don't
that,
know if we'll be here anymore in a couple years.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of that, yeah, I think was more years ago, or at the very least, like, a year ago.
Yeah.
I like some of the changes, but I think that established people, there's no reason other than, like you're saying, marketing, that they need to necessarily stay on YouTube.
Yeah,
I think a lot of it makes sense for just apps or just being able to be everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's my big thing. Like, SourceFed, we have the destination site that gets just as much traffic as our YouTube site, and that's a lot of that's not even our content. That's just curation.
Yeah.
Right? And then we have the apps, which we haven't pushed because we've been, like, semi but not really secretly working on new ones that don't suck.
I think that a huge future
apps,
is going to be when we all figure out the app environment that is all of our universes being able to be there for the fans. That
it's something that we talked about
we just
7-8 years ago, thinking, there's something, there's a way to create.
Apps are going
to
be really interesting when they actually
fully
come out.
When it's like, I think if it's like you can have a community base
there,
right? That's great. Like the interesting thing to me would be having an app that someone could watch a video, and since they're gone from YouTube, this is more specifically with my show, but that they would then like be able to make a 15-second video response, right? And then that would end up going like to an FTP server or something that I could pull up, and like because my show is a lot about interaction.
Yeah.
Having ranks and communities, having just something that brings people together, but not just in a YouTube comment section, which you guys have known is a garbage central.
Yeah. There's no
for a long time.
Like, it's amazing that there is so much community on YouTube just because the fans are so amazing.
Mm.
But there actually is there are no features for community on YouTube.
No,
there's no such thing as like you cannot have a dialogue. And I remember even when Google Plus like came out, you definitely like tried to utilize that in a way to foster community, and you did try to kind of because it was like, wow, okay, maybe this will work somehow. And I remember thinking, well, let me see how Phil ends up doing with that because I'm not going to be the first one to try.
I love that element of all of us where there is like. Like, you're like, okay, what is so-and-so going to do? And it's not like, it's not in a competitive way, which is why I love it so much.
I'm like, I hope you're successful
I have no competitive feelings about any of this stuff. I'm just like, oh, they decided to take the leap. Good. Like, let me see it. I'm sure there's some weave that you're like, okay, let me see.
There's a lot of benefit on YouTube to being the second one through the door.
Yeah, totally.
100%. I tried to like, champion it because comments, it's not like Google Plus came in and then ruined comments.
No.
It was already bad.
Comments were horrible.
Right? If anything, like it helped somewhat to get specific things censored. But then if you piss off the internet, they will find an easy way to
around. Well, that's the thing. When we talked to YouTube about what they had done, which had a lot of pros and a lot of cons, it was like the main thing that you're not even realizing is that you're still setting things up that for the trolls to still be on the top.
Right.
You're still the system. You didn't give us enough control of how this works.
Because we had all the conversation with them about the comment system, and they were building stuff out. Like some of the things, it was like, "Oh my god, I can't believe they're actually finally going to do this." And then other things, we were like, "Oh no, wait! Like
this
you're not realizing
you're making this a little bit worse."
Help,
actually,
but not fully.
The top comment system is actually worse than it used to be. While other things are much better.
Yeah.
Fucking just seeing Bob's army for months.
Yes, I know.
Months. Yeah. You're just like, go away. I get what you're doing, but stop it. You're taking all my top comments. I don't know what's happening.
I'm amazed, though, that there... I think that there are so many YouTubers, and, like, it is this interesting thing that there are some features now that are beneficial from the new comment system that are working very well. Like, there is a filter, like, that people don't really necessarily talk about or know about.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there are various things that, like, are definitely helping the conversation to at least not be absolutely ridiculous, but when you see the blow up that's happening right now with PewDiePie turning off his comments and everything happening, that you're just like, okay, I guess this just needs to keep going, and YouTube needs to figure out that they need to make go even farther. Like, it's great that they started. I wish that YouTube didn't get such a bad rap, honestly, right now about the comment system, in the sense of they tried, they are moving towards it. They might not have realized that they needed to keep going, and this is great. I think that there now is a bigger blow up. That is like very.
I like that it's a blow up though after the fact.
Well,
like, there's been problems for so many years, and no one was even talking. When
that's
me and
the only
that
way
meeting
that
them,
they do
with no one, we had no one was even talking about this for so long, and suddenly now after they made changes that did help a little, is when all the YouTubers realized how bad the comments were.
I feel like a lot of their changes, because we talk a lot less these days, but a lot of the changes, it would be something that you would say to YouTube over and over, and then something else would happen. They were like, okay, yeah, no, they were right.
Totally.
No, they were
or
right.
It was like try, or it's like whatever. It's also the thing. something, and I get it because it's a massive company. There's so many of us. It's like, you know, you can't be the one voice. You need to mobilize enough people together, which over the years we've thought about trying to do so many different times. There's just no time to do that. Because I know that certain problems, if all of us really banded together, we could get something changed. Not everything, but something. Yeah. But we can't.
They do listen. It's just, it's very specific how they listen.
Right.
And also, it takes like 3 years. Like, once you start that conversation.
That's the problem. You know what? I take it back. That's the problem. We probably could mobilize a lot of us to do it, but the fact that we know it would be like a year to 2 year process of making them realize, none of us can do that.
Yeah.
It's like, we're too busy. We're too busy for that. Like, that's what's so great. What's so funny, though, to think about is, like, it's not like the people who make television have a conversation with the television about the problems with the television.
The box.
Yeah, we're talking
the
about
the beast of the television.
Yeah, but
we
talked
to
the YouTube saying, look, this is a problem, this is a problem. But, like, the television. Like, there's, like, the idea of, like, oh, this didn't publish. Like, it's, like, it doesn't... There's no conversation like that on the television.
Well, if something didn't publish on TV, 10 people have been fired.
Yeah. Like,
that's the difference.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's actually been good because, like, when... I feel like 6 years ago, it was always a conversation of, I don't know if I'm going to be able to post to the site for 3 days.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
You know?
It happened a lot more back then than it does now. But occasionally, they're still happening here and there.
Yeah.
They're not quick to... action. It's like, how do they not realize? But we're just, I'm not even, it just is what it is.
Is there anything that you want them to do? Like, to change YouTube?
Like, fully just...
Yeah, just more features.
Revamp fully?
Well, features, there's still community features that I've been wishing they had forever.
Like
even, I remember when Facebook first started getting as big as it is before, it now is not as big as it used to be. The idea of a status update was something I used to talk to YouTube about. Like, when you have your profile page, you want to have, the only way to communicate with anybody is to make a video. Bulletins don't work. They never really did.
Bulletins were like, great idea.
Right, never worked. And then they got even worse now with the way that they structured the feeds and everything. Mm-hmm. So there really is still no way to actually communicate with all of your subscribers beyond making a video, which is not, you spam them at a certain point if you're making videos to tell them everything.
Right.
So like the idea of like a status update, like it works on every other social network. Like be like, hey, this thing is happening.
Yeah.
And if everyone knew about it, things like that is something I want.
It's status updates and just like, just literally blog posts,
yes,
like anything
like,
that you could actually like have on your channel that like
that
isn't goes out to their feed, or like, let them choose if they want that to go to their feed.
That's
not
the thing.
Let
take
us
it back.
Have a conversation.
Easy answer to that. Customization for the user to actually be able to make the choices themselves in certain areas. When it comes to like, do you want it to be my subscriptions when you log in, or do you want it to be what to watch? Not be forced into what to watch, but maybe they want it. It's all about why not
to watch. Am I right? Fuck what to watch.
Well, that's the thing, right? Because
that never helps you.
I
want to get to your subscription.
I remember like being in the meeting or a meeting where that was happening, and I'm just like, so everyone has this?
Yeah.
Really? Because 65% of people that visit the site once a day do that?
Yep.
Like,
and that's
them?
It's all percentage.
And that's why it's like,
the people that aren't really obsessed with YouTube,
it does
watch
work.
Is great for them.
Perfect.
And that's where we said customization, or make a rule that once someone manually, not automatically, manually subscribes to 10 channels, the interface changes to my subscriptions. Something like that, because now they're an actual user. They have that data, either subscriptions or watch time, something. Watch time with subscriptions, they would know and be like, this is going to trigger the My Subscriptions page because this user wants this, because it's true. They do. Because even somewhat dedicated users that just aren't that savvy, because for some reason, if you have to click one button, it just it just is what it is.
You lose a huge
percentage
of that.
Even if it's just
one
thing. They want to watch every episode of the Phil DeFranco show, but they're not so versed with YouTube that if it didn't show up on What to Watch, because that's all they even knew, they think you didn't make a video.
Yeah, it's
because
the next generation.
Correct.
That's
the next generation that don't know to do that, they're like, you haven't made a video, and it happens all the time, even with how large our channels are. It's like, you haven't made an episode in 2 weeks. It's like, no, we have. And it's for whatever reason on their algorithm, we don't show up on their What to Watch page. And someone else does. Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So I'm gonna take a break because I know that, I don't know, having you on, I was like, I want to talk lots of YouTube because there's like you and the Vlog Brothers and maybe Rhett and Link as far as like who I want to actually talk about the business stuff.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stop that. Do you know a game called Super Fight? Have you seen this at all?
No.
Okay, it's a new card game. I want to play it with you.
Okay.
Just so we can calm down and not kill all the YouTube engineers. Let's see. All right, so take a break from YouTube stuff. I've fallen in love. Also, not a sponsor. I feel like I have to say that anytime I enjoy anything in a video.
There are a sponsor, though. We've forced you to do this.
Thank
you.
Yes.
I've never heard of this. I'm a terrible sponsor. I've never heard of this thing.
So when we were talking about how hard it was coming up, the first sponsorship I actually had was a weird sex board game.
What? Is that video still around?
Yeah, probably. Oh. Probably somewhere. I probably missed it. Like, I deleted, like, the first few months of videos because it was just, like, responses to big YouTubers. But it's weird. So, essentially, the way the game works, right? We're going to grab one, let's see. Yep, one white card, right? So we pick that. Or, I'm sorry. Here, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to explain it very poorly.
Okay.
Okay.
I try to follow.
All right, we're going to take these black cards, throw out those garbage ones.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Is this part of the game? You throw away some cards?
It's part of the... Everything's part of the game. Okay. No, that's not. All right, so what you're going to do is you're going to draw four cards from both sides.
Okay.
All right, so four white cards, four black cards. I will I'll give you your first four.
One, are we supposed to look at them or not?
Three, four. You can look at them.
Oh, okay.
One, two, three, four. Boom. I'm going to do that for myself. And then I'm going to give you four black cards. So what you're doing at this point... what you're doing at this point is you're looking for the best possible single combination. So one black card, one white card.
Combination in what way?
And yeah, best how?
You're trying to think of what could win in a fight against the other person's like card next to you. You don't know what they are yet, right? Right, so we're gonna do that. But then after we put down our fighter, we each draw one more black card, and then that's our ultimate fighter, right? And then we have to discuss amongst ourselves who would actually win in a fight.
Okay.
And then whoever's card wins.
Okay.
We normally have Sam do this on the other channel, but I don't trust his judgment because he lets Jessica Negri win. Okay. So
that's like something you should do.
But it's also that's something you should do. It's also the question of playing. I think playing the smart cards, but also playing your opponent. Not so much like Cards Against Humanity, which is 100% knowing who you're playing against. Let's see.
Like these are a little different than I would think. Like yeah,
these are
how
strange,
work.
Strange
some
combinations.
Some of them are a little bit more generic.
One of them makes very little sense to me, but I want to play it because it's so weird.
Now, am I picking and also, like, I'm defending this? Because,
you are defending this.
Right, so I have to pick something that I truly think is somehow going to... Or I can argue...
Well, you also think of how weird your cards are, and then imagine
that... But is
this death?
This is like a fight to the death?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I mean, maybe it's a submission. I don't know if you want to go that route.
Oh,
maybe till exhaustion.
All right, okay.
Let's see... some of these make no sense.
Yeah, yeah. For the sheer attempt to defend this, I'm going to play one of these of, like, how difficult it will be to defend this. I'm going for it.
All right. So I got mine. I'm going to judge both of you. This is going to tell
so
me
it's
so
one
much,
of each, right?
One of each, okay. And that's what you hold on to. All
right, hold on to a second.
This is going to tell me so much about you as people.
All right. No, it won't.
no, it won't. Not at all. Yes, it will. This means everything. Nothing else matters.
This is it. Every time we've known each other, this moment is where everything changes from now on.
So what I always like is when someone takes a really long time.
Yes,
it's
me.
It's one of two things.
It's me. Like, it's me. It's always me.
Is he always just thinks too much?
This is...
Well, I've got one of these that are like, I get to choose. And I'm like, so I don't like... So I'm like, oh, God, I wish I didn't have that. Then I'd be like, oh, I've got other... You know what? I'm not going to choose. So then it's quicker and easier that way. We'll go with...
Mm-hmm.
So I thought you weren't gonna do this. You just said you weren't. Now you're stopping. You
he's like, wait, but it could.
I don't like what I picked. I don't like what the random pick was.
It could be really solid.
Okay. All right. What do I put?
Just put it.
No. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So that's your hand.
This is my hand.
So my fighter is Bill Clinton.
Oh.
Wearing a suit of armor. I don't know how he's a threat, but he is.
What type of armor? Okay.
A suit of armor.
I imagine old school medieval stuff.
Okay.
I am a gladiator. That is trying to live tweet the fight.
All right. So if he's on like an iPhone, not an iPad, he's one.
Look, when did we start defending this? I'm holding. All right, I have very reasons
you're
why
holding.
This is victory.
Okay.
I've got a sumo wrestler. In a berserk rage.
Oh boy.
Which I think I have a good opportunity against what I've now seen I'm up against.
Big but slow.
But I also I feel like a gladiator automatically has armor. Like, you know, and you too, while the sumo wrestler, I don't have any armor.
Exposed.
I'm just wearing, like, just...
Sumo wrestler has no weaponry.
It depends. Right. I mean, all gladiator movies show that it's pretty much just all abs and then shoulder and crotch armor.
There is good crotch armor.
There's solid crotch armor.
We all stare at the crotch armor.
It's like, huh.
It's good crotch armor.
90% of the work was just on that.
Okay, so we don't defend yet, right?
So don't defend yet because
third attribute.
We get the wild card, yeah. So I have Bill Clinton wearing a suit of armor who shoots laughing gas.
Okay.
Fine.
Wow. Gladiator trying to live tweet the fight. Who can't stop laughing?
Yes!
Oh no! Wow. Oh no! You wow. have me!
Or does that negate it because you're like, I'm
oh,
already laughing?
Laugh? I don't know.
He's I'm used already to laughing!
Sumo wrestler in a berserk rage and is radioactive.
No, I can't touch you!
What?
So, there's that.
Oh boy. Right. We're
so,
in a little bit of trouble here.
My defense of Bill Clinton wearing a suit of armor, great delegator. fantastic at talking. Maybe I'm
that's
trying
not
to,
a fight to the death.
I'm trying
though.
To calm you guys down. And, no, I got nothing. I got nothing. Listen, with Bill
here's
laughing until we pass out.
See, I've got you. I've got you because I'm live tweeting the fight. Right. And Clinton's a politician and doesn't want the bad live tweets coming out about being like, oh, Clinton, he's trying to kill me. Like, you know, it's going to ruin his career and his whole family's career.
Yeah.
So I think he's done. Unfortunately, because you are a
we're
sumo wrestler in berserk rage,
yeah.
you're not going to give a shit if I'm trash talking you on Twitter. Because that's my main defense is trying to trash talk. Don't do it, sumo wrestler, because I'm totally going to say that you're fat on Twitter. And then I'm, you know, and you're going
to
be like...
So I pretty much, I didn't even have to defend myself and I'm just winning?
I
don't understand how
fine,
this radioactive
fine,
thing
fine, fine, listen.
This
listen.
Could be bad. You guys should be using
listen,
this
I'm gonna,
me. If I'm radioactive,
here's
that,
here's
that
the, I'm
wait.
Thinking back. I have a chance to beat him. I have a chance to beat him.
Oh,
here's why.
Okay.
And this is going back to childhood of why I can beat you. If I'm a gladiator and you are the sumo wrestler...
Which kind of, you always called me fat as a child.
I didn't call you fat as a child. Anyway, but you come at me, like, going crazy.
Yes.
And then... I can't stop laughing. Now something
oh,
that's
what
and
he
now
always
something
did.
He's always bigger than
he
me.
Always did
and
this.
When we would get into a brotherly moment of potential fight, I would start hysterically laughing, and he'd get so annoyed with me, he'd walk away.
Yes.
Oh.
And so I think from laughing so hard, the sumo wrestler's gonna his berserk rage is gonna go away. And he's gonna go somewhere and blow up radioactive.
No, I agree with you that I if I was in a berserk rage, which I maybe was like when I was a child, sometimes against you, but the radioactive I think would just like. I that would take me over the top and I would not be able to control myself. Like, I think that this would have effects on me. I would mutate.
Well,
like, this would be
what if
amazing...
this is, like, real radioactive and you just have cancer?
Yeah.
Like, that's what you have.
Well, then you have nothing to lose. Then there's nothing to lose.
Why are you defending him?
Sorry. The berserk rage, then it's like, yeah, there's nothing to stop me. I'm going to fight to the death if that's exactly what this is.
But you can't. But I can't stop laughing. Won't you get annoyed?
I
don't think you have a shot here.
I'm... You know what? I'm done. I'm really...
The live tweet took you out for me.
The live tweet, yeah, I can't
Are you
with
allowed
that.
To bring in other people, like your family?
I have
or
a suit
anything?
Of armor, but...
You're not allowed. This is just us. Like,
but it
there's
doesn't
nobody
matter. You're radioactive.
And you
all
have
of
no
a
weapon,
my suit of armor, it's slowly killing me. It's done.
I feel like... Oh, no, it wouldn't fit me. I was going to say that, like, you'd be done right away. I would take your suit of armor, but it wouldn't fit me anyways.
I think it's also tough. If I'm a gladiator that probably has a sword, you're dead. Like, you have no armor.
Well, but you don't have a sword. You're just a gladiator.
I'm just a gladiator.
It's radioactive. Like, it depends on the radioactive, but this is definitely their type of radioactive that swords can't penetrate.
Like, oh.
That's the type of radioactive.
That's a rule you just made.
Yes.
But
so it comes down to the vote.
Okay.
Right? The ultimate vote. At home, you can vote.
Oh,
we always have a people's champ. No, but
okay.
We always
okay.
We vote. I'm voting sumo wrestler.
Oh.
He sold it oddly.
Oh, for
he,
it.
For you. For you. I was like, well, he does have a point. And then, so who would you vote for?
Oh, I totally win.
Well, if you can't vote for yourself,
what?
Though.
What is that?
That's the rule.
Because
otherwise, everyone would vote for themselves. I would have voted for myself.
Okay. Well, you definitely don't win. So glad are you. Clinton's nice, though.
I have to vote for the sumo wrestler as well over Bill Clinton.
So,
laughing gas. Like, maybe if you got something else that wasn't laughing gas.
Here's the deal. My only other option was Gandhi. Gandhi wearing armor.
Good, horrible.
I would have gone Gandhi because he's so zen. Like, I don't know if I would not have been able to fight.
I would have calmed down the berserker.
You would have totally calmed him down, and you wouldn't have given a shit about the live tweet. Gandhi's, like, just completely chill about that. You could have won with Gandhi.
I would have.
I would have voted for Gandhi.
I was hoping I was going to get a dick power card. That was my main thing. I was like, because it'd be double dick power. Right? That's the rules. All right, so 1 point to you. We play to two or three.
Okay.
We'll see, okay. Depending on how OP your
Can
cards
toss
are.
All the rest
Just
of
toss them on the ground.
Oh, okay.
I'll grab them later. All right, let's see. Actually, you know what? You won. You get the cards.
I get to
deal.
Deal.
You're the dealer.
Yeah. So wait, it's three of each, right?
Four of each.
Four of each. If you remember as we go. Four.
As long as it took you to pick, you won, so I guess.
I had to think about it. But again, I had to pick a celebrity. So I was like, oh god, I
had a moose, a turtle, like I had just animals in the Gladiator.
I kind of wanted to take Hunchback, but like I didn't think I could win. Like so, and yeah, I did go for winning a little bit.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
What happens, like, oh, so some of these are custom?
Oh, wait, if there's a blank card?
It's not blank.
Oh, it's like choose a...
Yeah.
Yeah, I had pick a celebrity. Oh. So you can pick any celebrity, right? And that's why I was thinking.
Anything I want?
Yeah, but keep in mind, you have to think, like, what our knowledge pools are. Because certain people have said things, I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I just have to make this ridiculous.
Well, I could do that too right now.
Let's see. I have some decent ones. It's just a matter of...
I will lose.
I have to do
I'll
this.
Lose so hard if I choose one.
I still might win with doing my ridiculous one because it's just too.
I'm gonna have to try to win one. I have to try to win one. Maybe. Yeah.
I think I'm gonna start.
It's gonna be horrible people if you vote against me.
All right. Oh, I was done first, guys. This
you
time.
Were done first.
Okay, are you ready?
So that's yours.
All right. Yeah.
So go for it. Am a demon possessed car.
Okay.
That used to be a bear. And that's just amazing. Yes.
That's just a really confused car.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm an invisible firefighter.
No!
Wait, can we see Can we see the equipment or anything?
I'm an invisible firefighter.
No, I think it's the idea of invisibility where everything...
Yeah.
Okay.
Or it's just...
So what happened? What happened that me being a firefighter is a problem?
Well, for a second I was like, that doesn't make you fireproof because I'm the Men in Black armed with a flamethrower.
Oh, wow.
So specific. I think your death is just ironic. I don't know if it gives you.
We might not want people to see his.
Listen, you can't see me and I have a hose. So, like, your flamethrower is gonna do nothing in this fight. It's done. You can't even find me.
What?
I'm invisible.
Well, you have a hose, though. Your hose isn't invisible.
Is it? You just said
no,
that.
You
I'm
said
one
that
of the invisible. You just
invisible.
Established that I'm invisible.
You're the one
you
that
did
helped
this to him. Yourself.
Yeah.
The car can't see me. I can totally just blast you with water and just destroy the car engine.
What?
Like,
no.
This is victory.
Well,
but we're
see,
not done
let's
yet.
See,
not done
let's
yet.
See what the... Okay,
oh,
so
right.
You're first.
Right.
So you're a...
Okay. Demon-possessed car.
Used to be
used
a bear.
To be a bear. He's allergic to all animals. And then, like,
oh,
my bear psyche is like, oh my god, no.
That's why you begin
that's
the
why
car?
We came with the car. Yeah, exactly. All
right. Invisible firefighter who keeps taking selfies. But you can't see it anyway. You can't see it anyway.
It's just really good.
You're really in tune yourself.
It's really
you
good just
yourself.
Landscape shots. It's not even a selfie anymore. All right, here we go. Men in
I feel
black.
Like just the invisible. Anyway, go ahead.
Men in black armed with a flamethrower. And I can climb. I'm a wall crawler. That doesn't help.
Well, I'm a firefighter, so I can get up those walls. I have ladders that are invisible also. I can just get you. This is victory for me. I'm invisible, guys.
Well, I do
and
have
I have a hose that's invisible.
I feel like I do have a problem of, like, I can't see the firefighter, and I'm demon-possessed, so I'm definitely going to be, like, rolling around, like, because I don't
but
I don't
if you're
have,
a car,
powers.
But if you're a car,
so,
the engine is done.
Over.
The water will destroy the engine.
Yeah, and I'm blowing up your gas tank.
But
I'm
see,
on
you
the
have,
wall.
And then as soon as you've taken out the car, I'm just taking out your flamethrower.
You have insane... No, you have insane gadgets. A firefighter has a hose, and all the things
yeah.
that you have, you can freaking
there's
blast
also,
your thing
there's also
in his face.
Several of me. There's several of me. There's one invisible you. Eventually, we're going to be able to see where it's coming
there's
from.
There's a lot of things you can
I think
say
you're
against
just
me right now that no one has brought up. Well, but anyway.
I think my basic thing to for him is, just like, which doesn't work on me, so we still have to fight, but to take him out, you just have to, like, just destroy his, like, all of his past. He won't even remember that he's a firefighter if you use your
but
little
device. Well, will I actually
device.
See it? There's no way to know. I'm invisible, so I'm shielding myself.
God,
I'm taking selfies. I'm never looking.
Looking.
I'm never looking. I'm always looking at the
I'm
phone.
I'm going on Twitter. I'm looking at your data of where exactly your location is. You didn't turn your location data off.
But the water.
That's how I'm
my
finding
you. Takes out your phone. It's a weapon.
It's the like, water shooting. I can tell where it's coming from.
Yeah, but I'm running in circles.
You're so specific about having your water.
So,
I have a hose, I have ladders, I've got everything. I got an axe!
You just making stuff up.
No, firefighters have axes! You gotta get yes to get through the brush.
Yeah,
what are you
yeah,
talking
I'm,
about?
I'm voting, let's see, since I can't vote for myself. There used
I,
to be a bear
I,
thing, so not.
I, but, and also
there's no
just
strategy
the
if you used to be a bear.
I well yeah it's like I don't even know what I'm up to I don't know why when did this happen I don't even know what a demon possessed
I also have a Dalmatian because I'm a firefighter that's making him terrified.
Wait, so who are you voting for?
Because I'm a bear?
Oh, I'm voting for the Men in Black! Okay, Men in Black so definitely beats the demon car.
Because I was going to vote for you.
Okay, so Ross, the deciding vote.
Oh.
I can't vote for myself.
No!
You can't vote for yourself.
You keep asking this.
That's the rule.
The Men in Black.
What?
Yes!
I'm an invisible firefighter!
Yes!
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
I can't believe that you would actually vote against a firefighter.
Why?
They're our heroes. The Men in Black are fictional! Fictional hero, real hero!
How do you know that the Men in Black are real?
I guess I don't.
Right.
So, okay, so...
1-1.
We played a what?
We were saying 2-3.
Okay.
Just depending on...
what happens.
What happens.
I'm behind, guys. I think that's the gang up. I mean, the firefighter clearly
won. I'll let you pass it out this time.
I'm telling you.
It's a gang up.
People are going to vote firefighter in the comments.
I did not agree with any of what you were saying at all.
Benny gets really into his
head. I don't understand. What are you talking about? I'm invisible.
He's like, how do you not understand?
But I'm invisible. But you said that. That was your fault.
Yeah, but I meant like clothing. like
And the hose.
When they made Jessica Alba invisible, but not everything she touched. That's my... ooh. Some of these, it's like... Some of these you just want to do, but you're like, they just lose.
Yeah.
They just lose. Let's see.
I have to do that.
Okay.
What?
I don't even understand what... This one's confusing.
All right.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. This is really interesting.
I don't understand that. Okay. Like, literally, I don't even understand what this one's trying to tell me. It's complicated. What is this? How does this work? How does this one work? What is this? I don't understand how that works at all.
Oh, that's if it's a top bottom half thing, you play two other cards. So like you could have like top half Hitler, bottom half bear, or something like that.
Oh, I can use two of the cards.
Two of the other ones, yeah.
Okay.
I have one of those too.
It's a power up. Ah, shit. But I got.
Hold on.
All right. I think I'm good.
I have real shit here, guys. It's just like...
Feeling good about this.
I'm going to go with this, even though... Oh, no, I already had, like, a big...
I like how much character. They're thinking about it. It's good.
These suck.
Because like, normally it's just Steve yelling the entire time. That's all that's happening.
Maybe this... Would this have...
If this was, like, a poker tournament, they'd have my cards, and they'd have, like, an 80%, I think. They'd be like, 80% chance to win, Philip DeFranco.
Wait.
My mind is just blanking so much about this one thing. That's driving me crazy.
So wait, again, tell me again. So this works in how?
It tells you on the card.
No, but it's still play another character card from hand, so I'm able to use two?
Yes.
I'm able to use two different people as my battle.
Yeah, if that's what the card says, yeah.
No, it doesn't. It says...
don't tell us.
But I don't know how
it
works.
Okay, so just explain it. It's fine.
Top half is play another character card from hand.
Right.
Uh-huh. For villain, draw another character card.
Yes, you then pick another one of these cards.
So if you're like...
And then that will be the other half of you.
I mean, come on. It has two peg legs. I mean, come on. And like, a lot of mine are like that already. They all don't... Okay, I'm going to have to use this.
All right, then... I'm...
Okay.
I'm... This is mean, kind of, but I'm Stephen Hawking that's really, really good looking.
That's kind of mean.
Because the other ones I have are just horrible, stuck
is
in
it all relative what's good looking?
Maybe, but either way, I am an extremely attractive Stephen Hawking right now.
Extremely attractive Stephen Hawking. Okay, I am a MacGyver,
and my
attribute is I draw from the top of the deck to have a sidekick.
Oh, that's bullshit.
So you get to have a person with you.
Yeah, MacGyver, draw a new character. Yeah.
Wait, character.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
This is your sidekick. There we go.
A zombie. So MacGyver with a zombie.
This is ridiculous.
That doesn't help MacGyver very well. I mean, I'm sure he's MacGyvered something to take care of the zombie killing him, I'm sure.
Okay, so I am a college a cappella group.
Okay, solid.
Now, and this is what's really interesting, is I duplicate one... opponent attribute, so I could either be really good looking, but we're already really good looking.
So you're gonna have zombies all over the place.
Well, no. I get his attribute, which is sidekick. Getting to get a sidekick.
Yeah.
So now this is
the
all,
acapella
this is everything.
That's singing
this
about
is everything.
Who? And
the devil.
It's a Satan acapella.
The devil. You had zombie. I got the devil.
And we're gonna get something else. I'm really afraid.
Oh, right.
I'm afraid of what he's gonna get. A Satan boy band. Like that's really difficult to defeat.
They're kind of already that way. Yeah. All the boy fans.
All right.
All so
right.
You're first. So, extremely good-looking Stephen Hawking.
Armed with grenades! Yes!
I really want to see
now this. Now I have a chance!
I want to see this.
Somebody needs to draw that.
Yes. Oh my god, okay.
Oh, I've got a shot here, guys.
So MacGyver and Zombie.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Who are not very bright.
Oh. You're so done. You're defeated by me instantly.
I'm
too
by
smart.
Anyone. I'm this defeated is, by Acapella Group without
really,
the devil.
This is, seems already way too easy.
Oh no!
What?
I have social anxiety. A devil that has social anxiety. I can't be out of. But we're an acapella.
I think we already can agree that I've won because I'm so much smarter than everybody. You're terrified of life. You're not smart. So I'm just outsmarting you every
but
turn.
There's a problem. Like
pulling you to come close while I blow you up with my grenade.
How can you possibly kill? You can't kill me. This is a fight to the death. I'm the devil. Unless you bring God into the mix.
Stephen Hawking doesn't believe in God. So hence the devil doesn't exist, which means you're gone. Hawking is the winner.
I guess I do believe. I'm a believer in this situation.
This is for Hawking. For Hawking, the devil disappears.
But that's in your mentality.
I guess we're gonna find out if God exists in this battle. Because if the devil actually is there, then it's real.
So if the devil is suffering from anxiety, the acapella group suffering from anxiety.
Yeah.
Why does what's Stephen Hawking also going to do with the grenades? Has he?
Oh, I'm going to look. I'm so smart. I'm just fooling all of you to open the grenade. I mean, you're all just going to end up dying.
Well, okay. Well, that
you're not
makes
very
sense
bright.
For, that makes sense for
MacGyver's going to try, and then
MacGyver's
he's going to
try.
Help me, MacGyver. Try to fix this. Then on your side, I'm so good looking that the boy band even feels worse than the social anxiety because I'm more good looking than you guys. Because you could have picked the good looking card, but you didn't. So I'm more good looking, making you even more uncomfortable. The devil doesn't exist because Hawking doesn't believe. And the grenades, I can just, I'm sure my wheelchair is just flying about everybody. It's just like, I need the Stephen Hawking drawing of just shooting grenades out. Super hot.
I feel this is all going to actually come down to you and being able to basically tell us if, like, God does exist or not.
Oh, thank
you. And obviously.
It's just all on me in this one.
Because
video.
That's the only thing I have going for me right
because
now.
Because you can't
idea.
Die?
No,
but I can
idea,
defeat you then.
Because that's, all, Stephen Hawking's opinion. But, like, I have so much of the world that does believe in God and the devil. And so
I can probably outwit the devil. Hawking can outwit the devil.
No, but it doesn't matter about outwit.
But Stephen Hawking!
This is out, like, I kill you.
But like, look, is it to the death or defeat? I think I can knock out the devil even if he raises
this
exists.
Is to the
you're
death.
Afraid to come near me, I'm outsmarting
this
you, and
is
I blew
to
you
the
up
death.
The grenade.
Yeah. What is the sub thing? The card game that will cost you? No, it doesn't say that.
You're like, what are the rules?
What type of fight? That's what it's not a
I don't think
you
can defeat
so who do you vote for?
MacGyver and a zombie that aren't smart. Like, and turns you into like the MacGruber character. Like,
right. You're going to blow yourself up. Stephen Hawking. I think that, yeah, like, if you're not bright, then Stephen Hawking's gonna be able to figure out how to defeat you.
Mm. And who do you vote for?
Well, out of not wanting to lose, I'm voting Zombie MacGyver. So
out of not wanting to lose.
That's so
how does that work? That's not fair.
I want the game to keep going.
The game to keep going.
Well, it won't if he gets the second point.
Just vote for who you really think. Don't
fine.
Play the smart game.
The Acapella group and the devil would eventually
so
destroy
you believe in God.
Wait. So why would the acapella?
Because
group
look,
and the
they have social anxiety,
me?
But it doesn't mean they're gonna run away. But you're just stupid. Like you're gonna end up like you have a zombie, which is why it makes sense. MacGyver stupidly thought a zombie was a good idea for a sidekick who ate him like right away, and the zombie is just walking around and it's just gonna be killed by one of them. Like,
I'm gonna go just because I don't believe that the devil is real. I'm gonna vote for you.
Okay.
I knew it was going to go.
Also, I don't know what
it.
The acapella group's doing at that time. I feel like the devil's coming up and they're like,
like I think the devil has given them powers, obviously, in various
Well, that
stories.
Didn't come up. I mean, the vote's already been taken.
The vote's already been taken.
All right, so this is it.
Yeah.
This is it. We
this
all have a
it.
Point.
Oh, whoa, okay.
All right.
Shit.
It all comes
a little
down
torn.
To this. Oh, man.
These clothes are way too big.
I was trying to think of which devil was, like, the devil. I was thinking that movie with Keanu Reeves.
The Devil's Advocate
yeah.
devil? Like,
yeah.
Al Pacino
got
devil?
Outplayed.
Pacino, right.
He got
yeah.
outplayed.
Which devil am I?
I was thinking very randomly the God, the Devil, and Bob the Devil.
I know,
I don't
course.
Know if you're familiar with that obscure cartoon.
No.
It's a fun cartoon. It didn't last.
Fun cartoon that was canceled.
God, the Devil, and Bob. I think it's on Netflix.
I like that most every, like, cartoon... That's on TV. It sounds like someone was like just really on like a ton of drugs. Ton of drugs. Let's see. 3. Mm. There we go. Okay.
Mm. Ooh.
This is interesting.
Ooh.
What? Benny is a horrible poker player, by the way.
Ooh! This is weird, guys.
I think I might have the beginning of something.
I think I've got the end of me. This isn't going to work.
I feel like you guys
what if you negate yourself? What if, like, something that you are based on the attribute makes it contradicts itself? Like, how does that work?
I think you just,
if I play it, how does that work?
You create a paradox and everyone loses.
It is a paradox that I can create here.
Let's see. That card can then be undone by the doctor. Let's see. I think this is pretty solid.
I'm terrible. I'm doomed.
I feel like I always put away a card that's perfect to counter one specific person. I'm like, fuck. Like your animals thing earlier, I had the power to control animals. And I was like, yes!
This is it.
This is the most important
one. Win,
okay.
I have to take this if I choose that. Okay. But I can't even be anything.
I thought there would be a lot more things that would like help you versus
It's kind of like Balderdash. You can take things just be really silly and blah. Anyway.
Well, yeah, like there is a card that like you wouldn't want to be guacamole,
right?
Like it's like so you wouldn't want to be like Jackie Chan who is guacamole, but I think that's because of the random card.
Okay. Right, right. That helps.
I'm going for. I'm not going to win, but I'm going for the victory.
Okay.
I have an attempt to actually defeat someone.
So I am Bruce Lee.
Oh boy.
Hey.
Who can only be killed by beheading.
Ooh.
So I'm hoping no swords.
Right.
Well.
Right.
I can't defeat you. But oddly enough, I am a disembodied head already.
Whoa!
That has frost breath as my only real weapon.
All right.
So I can freeze you. Anyway,
okay.
I need that sword.
Now this doesn't specify, but I think that's because they don't have the rights. So it's Marshmallow Man.
Oh,
like obviously it's Stay Puft.
Yes,
okay. Obviously
Stay Puft.
And I can create a hologram of myself.
Oh.
So I can confuse. And I can distract. Yes.
Oh, that's true.
Yes.
All right. Big moment. This is a big moment for this because no one's gonna destroy anyone here. You have a good chance though with this beheading thing.
Yeah. Let's see.
All right.
Bruce Lee can only be killed by beheading. And I can turn to steel.
What?
That's
okay.
Okay.
Steel Bruce Lee.
I'm a disembodied head that has frost breath. See, this is the contradiction I was talking about. Has feet instead of hands, but I have nothing. I already don't have
that.
Maybe they just.
Because I had one of those things that said only had one leg, and I'm like, that's a contradiction. So I guess this was a waste.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, this is worthless.
I don't know. So we can vote. Do you want him to hold that card, or do you want him to pick something that doesn't contradict?
I get to vote for him?
Yep.
No, he gets to lose.
I'll deal with it. I mean, look, I guess what this means, though, is that I have feet that I can maybe do something with, right? Like, they're not my feet.
One. Yeah,
I just
have
feet.
Okay,
there's
right.
feet just there.
So right, you already do have feet.
No, but it says instead of hands, but I'm a head. I'm just a head.
Well, but that's the thing you used to have.
I think it's just my feet that are not connected to my body,
right.
But just
there.
So it's not really an attribute.
Well, but
it's
it could be
history.
Like...
yes, it's my... What
it
was is that I had hands... I had hands and I kept them, and then they turned
correct.
To feet.
Yes,
jeez.
Totally, it works.
Sword.
He's also still screwed. So
you're
like,
sword.
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 Okay, Stay Puft Marshmallow
Man.
He's
amazing
with
swords.
Himself that has tiny bird legs.
That totally defeats my purpose of being able to like really get around. Like I can't even move. I'm like shuffling.
Shit.
All right, so here we go. Everyone would think Bruce Lee can win, but.
But.
I'm a disembodied head.
Yes.
I can probably floating all over the place.
Where did you get that
You don't
ability?
Float, you don't have a floating
Look, the only
power.
What is a disembodied head we know? Madame Leota in the Haunted Mansion.
No, you're
floating. And Madame Leota is floating all over the place in her disembodied head.
Your head is...
But like, I can't die.
You're a disembodied head on the side of the road in Vegas.
But I can't die.
Yeah, you can.
I'm just, but I'm already disembodied, and I'm somehow functioning as a sentient being.
Yeah, because he's still got the brain. You just got to destroy the brain.
I think
that's what he can do with his, you know.
But look, I have frost breath, so even when you turned into steel, I froze you, and you can't ever turn back.
Okay, no, hold on. Both of you guys, tell me how.
When
both
you turned
you guys
into
gonna...
steel,
stop.
I froze you, and you can't turn back. That's my
argument.
Hey, that stops right. steel though. I think.
But I'm still not.
How
dead.
Do both of you?
Well,
guys...
I can't kill you except beheading.
But you'll die
eventually. In frozen form,
mm-hmm.
how can we combine our powers? So I cover you with marshmallow. You freeze the marshmallow around him.
And
how do you get out of that?
Yeah, how'd you get out? Frozen marshmallow.
Wait, when did frozen marshmallow become some supernatural thing?
I still go with the fact that
you
turned into steel. I go back. You turned into
really
steel.
Oh, crap. No.
If you turned into steel.
So Bruce Lee's eating. He's gaining some weight.
I'm not looking to help you.
We're not combining. Because it won't work.
But we could kill him first.
No, we couldn't because you're already worthless.
I'm worthless?
Yes!
I have marshmallows.
You have no powers!
I have a marshmallow.
People with marshmallows.
But we can all get out of that!
He could give someone diabetes. There is that much.
Yeah, but I'm a disembodied head, so not me, maybe you. I still think... Here's what I'm doing, okay? I have feet, remember that. Anyway.
Somewhere.
But anyway, listen. You turned into steel, I froze you, you can't turn back, and you starve to death and die. That's my thing. Then for you... I eventually figure out where you are, because the hologram is confusing, but eventually, I will freeze your bird legs, and then when you try to take a step, they'll crack, and you won't be able to move, just be lying there like this, and you're done.
You can
I win.
You want to take my bird legs?
Disembodied. Oh! That's a great idea. We can combine. Here we go. You're going to come over to me, I'm going to break off one of the bird legs, and then so I can get around, hop around on the bird leg, use the other bird leg to behead Bruce Lee.
Wait, but...
The bird leg eventually, if you keep hitting.
Did you sharpen
the bird leg? I froze you. Oh, wait! I freeze you in general. The marshmallow man comes over and kicks off your head.
I'm still steel.
Yeah, he can turn himself to steel.
But I froze the steel, making it ability.
But my only thing, though, still, is that, like, what little did you guys know that I'm never even here. I'm actually, like, you have no idea where I am at any time.
But how
so
do you
my
defeat
hologram
us,
self, though?
You're not defeating us.
I'm all for a tie right now, guys.
You're
a marshmallow man with tiny bird legs.
So it's going to come down to a vote, right? Who do you vote for?
I have to... Bruce Lee's gonna beat the marshmallow man with bird legs. I mean, really?
But he'll never find me.
But eventually,
how are you hiding?
Well, he's a hologram. But he can create a hologram of himself.
Though. I could find you with fucking Google Maps.
But I get into like you know a snow like just I could just literally live in the snow. You'll never see me. I'll take off my scarf.
But you're not
hat.
Winning. Right? The thing is that even by doing that, you're just hiding. You don't actually fight.
Yeah,
Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee is Bruce Lee. He would find. He'd hunt you. Like he would find you. I'm Bruce Lee.
So he's voting Bruce Lee. I'm going disembodied head.
Oh, disembodied head!
That's the weakest thing on the planet!
But how would he find me?
Well, the idea is that you guys were actively
fighting.
It's not like he's searching for you.
There's no, like, Hunger Games hiding for a really long time, as long as you want.
In my head, I imagine it as a forced fight. Like,
we're in an arena.
Two bros that accidentally bumped into each other.
Right, you heard what I had to say. He didn't claim any way he was going to defeat me. He just sat there
what are you
defending,
talking about?
Saying that I was ridiculous, but never said how he would beat me with somebody dead with frostbite.
I can't be killed.
But we can, because I can freeze you and then... Hey.
I don't think that would work with steel.
I don't think you know
still.
How steel works.
Yeah, that does not work.
But what if you were fighting the Marshmallow Man and I froze
also,
you not in steel?
Who are you punching?
The Marshmallow Man teamed up to kick you with his bird leg.
Or he killed me first and was able to freeze my arms.
This is
ways.
Your body.
This
you
is
can make
a grown
body.
Either way, it's his call. It's
this
his
is
call.
A grown person fighting two babies. That's the equivalent of
this
final.
I have frostbite.
All right, listen. It's his show.
Oh, what? Oh, how dare you?
But you would win either way. Bruce Lee. I know.
The victory.
Sorry, just so you know, I'm imagining trumpets playing.
Put in the sound effect. Fanfare. Yes.
Bruce Lee.
That was, you guys kind of got screwed with those cards.
What are you going to do? I wonder, I forget what we were.
Right, so let's see what would have happened. So if you had allowed him to...
Pick another card.
Well, he would have gotten tiny bird legs.
Oh right, I would have.
And then you would have gotten...
This would have negated again, though.
Oh, so you would have been...
I would have been a frost-breathing, fire-breathing head!
And then you would have been what?
I'm an elderly marshmallow man.
You would die, no matter.
Yeah. I'm just a wrinkly marshmallow rotting.
He could have maybe been.
Melted
argued that,
steel.
No, yeah. Well, you could say you were gonna superheat me, super
yes.
cool
yes.
me.
Yeah,
it would have been helpful not to have literally a worthless thing like the feet. I couldn't do anything with those feet.
So I screwed you. I could have.
It's
was
okay.
To help.
It's all right. I still probably would have lost to Bruce Lee, if we're being honest. Now what we should have done is fully kept track of what each of our things were, and then talked about
Battle
if the teams were there,
oh.
like 3-on-3. Who would have won?
Okay, wait, so we should put all the teams together. Who would have won? So wait, I would have had... I don't remember my cards.
I had the devil and the acapella
yeah, the
group,
devil, the acapella
and
group.
Then the demon car that thinks he's... That
used to be a bear.
Right. Yeah.
He has invisible firefighter.
Right. Oh, the invisible firefighter who got gypped! the hero of the world, the invisible firefighter. I love the invisible firefighter!
What is a firefighter that can't be on a calendar?
That's the question.
But he's taking selfies. Like, he's, anyway.
Oh, and Stephen Hawking, right?
And Stephen, yes, and beautiful, now, beautiful, good-looking
just
Stephen
to be
Hawking.
Said, that is a pretty, that'd be an amazing comic book cover of a disembodied head, invisible firefighter.
And it's like a good-looking Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
I want another one, just your Fantastic Four group.
And the Fantastic Four group, it was also Dexter with vertigo. So, a very, like, you have the drawing of, like, oh, like, stars all around Dexter.
That's beautiful.
There we go, that's
And you were...
Bruce Lee, Bill Clinton.
And MacGyver?
And MacGyver. Yeah, that is a strange, MacGyver. Strange team.
He's got the power, and then let's see. Oh, and then the Men in Black.
Like real people. Oh,
Men in Black with
oh,
right. Who's my fourth?
Oh, there was a fourth. No, there was three. Oh, no, there
was four. Yeah.
I don't remember my fourth. Oh, well.
We'll have to go back. We'll have to go back, and, we have to ask Andre to draw it so we can see those teams.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Give me a poster of that for human peoples. Yes. Give me a poster of that!
Yes! But, like I said, we played the game here. If you think that someone was robbed...
The Invisible Firefighter!
Shut up.
Who would win, an Invisible Firefighter or an Invisible Police Officer?
Probably Invisible Police Officer, because he's got the Invisible Gun. I don't have, like, I have an axe, but I can throw the axe. But he's invisible, too.
Why are firefighters given, like, you know...
Invisibility powers.
Better weapons than just an axe. Like, I guess they don't need a weapon.
What do they need a weapon
who
for?
They,
who do they need any fighting against? I don't know.
Shooting fire?
Bruce Lee and steel. that's real.
That's...
That's I don't know, I just thought for a second of like, you know...
Well, they don't need weapons!
who's attacking a firefighter? I guess, yeah, you never really think of that.
It would be funny, though, to think about, like, medieval firefighters having battle axes going into places, like, dwarven firefighters.
To break down doors?
Yeah!
That's...
Battle axes come back in style.
Why did that ever come up in, like, Lord of the Rings? Like, they had to deal with that, right? They have firefighters. Who are the
I'm sure when the beacons got lit, fire started accidentally all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I feel
who
like
would be the firefighters of Lord of the Rings world?
The elves.
The elves.
What? Why?
Really? I feel like they. Well, they don't care.
They don't give
about
a shit.
They hate everyone else. Maybe they would have their own firefighters.
Yeah, probably.
Right.
So hobbits definitely have a firefighting system. They're probably holding the little buckets and going around everywhere. I can imagine that.
The dwarves would. They're in a
no
career.
Doubt.
Their career. Lots of fires randomly break out.
Yes.
Always making weapons.
I don't think the orcs have a firefighter system though.
No.
The orcs probably just don't even realize it and they just burn and they don't care because they're so replenishable.
Well, because it's all if you burn to death, you're weak.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's the main thing.
Evolution.
That's the main. So to end this, let's just top deck. This is what your spirit animal is.
But if it's
right?
not an animal. Okay, fine.
It's
sorry.
It's
sorry.
A spirit animal.
Got it.
Right. So people say Jennifer Lawrence is my spirit animal. My spirit animal.
Oh, and you pick both.
Yeah.
Is a koala.
Oh.
Armed with a bow and unlimited arrows.
The next rocket raccoon, right
yeah.
there.
Boom, done. That is my spirit animal. What is yours?
My spirit animal is a agoraphobic Conan. So a Conan who basically never fights.
Wait,
isn't agoraphobia?
Yeah, Conan O'Brien or Conan the Barbarian?
Yeah. I look at it as Conan the Barbarian.
I would like it to be Conan O'Brien.
Fine. So Conan O'Brien refuses to leave the house. Is my spirit animal.
And I have. A robot that throws antiques is my spirit animal.
The robot's been around for so long, he has these antiques.
Yeah.
And they were like, no! Like, don't ruin
but
that.
I guess I'm from the future, right? So, like, the antiques would be stuff from, like, now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wouldn't mind that.
Well, I don't get to see either of you, because I'm just inside all the time.
So. You wouldn't hang out.
Oh, no.
No.
I would throw antiques at your house.
That's works.
Beautiful.
Being introverted works.
We could be friends that way.
I can be
like
friends
I'm throwing
with
you stuff
the
in.
Koala feels like he's my friend. Like, he's not going to hurt me.
How do you know? He's
got to defend the castle.
In my head, he's got, like...
A lot of arms?
I mean, really, Koala just is sitting next to the bow and arrow. That's really...
Oh, okay. He's not actually using
to imagine that he's using it. That's what I would argue.
Do we get
wait,
to say
we're
who
arguing?
Wins?
No, we're not arguing.
Fight to the death?
Because
I would not win.
So question, because I want to, my mind, I mean, we talk about whatever personally, but my mind always goes back to YouTube. If there is any advice, right, for everyone that never gets to go to, like, your VidCon panels, and you're talking about, like, the new tubers and the people coming up, what are the do's and don'ts?
I would say,
for people coming
not surprising coming from us, don't join a multi-channel network until you have a large enough audience to have enough leverage to get yourself a deal that doesn't lose you money. Because otherwise, you're going into a deal that's losing you money.
And don't just take the deal that they put in front of
and
you.
And don't think
no
that the MCN
that.
Matters that you are repped by a multi-channel network. Mm-hmm. It means nothing. And you really, it means nothing until you have enough power yourself
right.
to make that valuable for yourself. Because they can be valuable, but not even if you're somewhat sustainable, it's not necessarily valuable.
So are there people that it is worth? Like, is it only top tier, you think? Like,
I think in the current state of the, of our industry, of the, the YouTube industry, it's totally valuable as them as an asset, just like when you're in Hollywood and you, it's beneficial to have an agent. Mm-hmm. Like, the multi-channel networks have things for when you are very successful, that they're a great extension of your company.
It's not
that you
necessarily top tier, but you need to be like, you need to be making a living already. This has got to be your full-time thing by the time you do something like that, because that gives you enough leverage to tell the network, you cannot take the money I'm currently making. Mm-hmm. And we can figure out splitting it above the sustainable rate that I currently have versus literally just giving them a percentage for doing nothing, because the things they can do don't necessarily bring in the money. So it's, you need to already know, good, I'm set. And a lot of the MCNs will give you that deal even when you're not making a lot of money. Then you got to be careful that, like, you're not putting yourself in a situation that now you're more successful and you're, this huge percentage is going
away. And I think that that's the thing to just understand is that, like, the traditional Hollywood system of agents and managers and lawyers and stuff, it's like they get money when they bring you stuff. Like, the stuff that you're now doing together, they then make a commission off of that. And the multi-channel networks have kind of set up a system, if especially if you don't have the leverage in any way, that they just take a percentage, even though they might not do anything for you
the
whatsoever.
Whole time. And on top of that, commissions typically are 10%,
right,
maybe 15%. A lot of these things are still at 30. It is an unseemly. None of your, you might love, there's none of your favorite, like, traditional celebrities would ever sign with any representation to give up 30% of their revenue. So be smart. That's really is, I think, in general, a very, very good advice. And overall, we always say, too, don't do this to become popular. Don't do this to become famous. You need to do it because you love it, because it's going to be hard. Even in the, even if you find success, some success leads it to being even harder.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you've really got to love what you do and not just do it because you think it's going to be fun. Because it will be fun,
right?
But you really got to love it. You really got to love it.
Yeah, totally. Are there people on YouTube, YouTubers, maybe groups that are doing it right now that you would say?
Like, just the types of content that they're making? And
just, like, they're doing the right stuff for them and also the space. Like, when I think of, like, who's doing it right, obviously I keep saying you guys, and then at the Vlog Brothers break into different things, Grace Helbig and Mamory Hart, like, or Mamory and then Hannah Hart.
Yeah,
The Harts. What do you, are there people that you think are doing it right? Is anyone doing it wrong? I know that you probably can't answer that because you have so many people on your shows.
like, people doing it right, I mean, yeah, like people that you just mentioned, and like I get, like we tend to look at the people that are like bringing the space to a new level, and so when you see, I mean, Shane Dawson's still doing that; he's always been doing that. Wong Fu, Rocket Jump,
Rhett and Link, also to me are still. I really think they're the best creators on the internet, like in terms of the eclecticness of their work and the quality across all of it, and the ability to host and sing, and like it's just they're doing such great things in general. And yeah, I'd say like Shane's an interesting case to look at now beyond extending into, you know, things like TV and movies, of thus the reality of someone who got so big at a certain period of time and having a lot of foresight to see that like he needs to evolve what he's doing, and like on his vlog channel he has other people hosting shows over there now twice a week.
Thing
that you all need to be thinking about, like if you're fully the face of it completely, at a certain point that might not work as well as it used to, and it's important to make your audience understand that you're not just one thing with something that you grew into a while ago.
Yes.
That it's not just you, you can do other things inside of your brand. And I don't think enough people do things like that, of realizing it doesn't need to be all about you, you can make an extension of your brand. And our channel, though it's a little different with us, has been really good proof of that, of like we're not in almost anything. And it has just been the brand of like, oh, well, I know the types of things the Fine Brothers make, and you can do that even if you're a vlogger.
And I'd say, like, Rooster Teeth. Rooster Teeth, if you're talking about literally somebody that's the entire time that this entire industry has been going on, every step of the way has been somebody that's
been a pioneer.
I don't
think anyone's innovated as much as
being
Rooster
like,
Teeth, right?
This is what we should do next. This is how we can grow.
They have their own conference. Like, it's ridiculous.
It's like the Vlog Brothers made their conference. Like, they literally have this gigantic conference. You know, they, like, their kicks, was, did they do Kickstarter or Indiegogo?
They broke all the records on that. They have such, whatever.
They did windowing, like, literally, like, what, 8 years ago they were doing windowing. So, like, everything, every step of the way, they've been completely revolutionizing what we all are doing. And then I think they're always still completely ahead of the game. And I even, like, talking to Bernie, like, last night even, or whenever this comes out, a few days ago, et cetera, like, I just told him that, like, I'm so happy. He's one of the people that I can always know that he's one step ahead, so I can kind of see how it's going and what's happening, and then be able to be like, okay, did that work? Did that not? Should we do that? Should we not? They're always that one step ahead.
Definitely. All right, so what we're going to do, because we're very close to the end, I have been given a list of would you rathers that I have not listed or looked at before.
Okay.
Blah, words. All right, so it's going to be rapid fire, though.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to explain why we just choose.
Unless we have a quick why?
Yeah.
Okay. Quick whys.
All right.
Got it.
Ready?
Ready.
Would you rather be 3 feet taller or 3 feet shorter?
3 feet taller.
3 feet taller.
Why?
Well, because everyone thinks I'm so short, apparently. I didn't think about this until recently when everyone tells me, you look a lot shorter than I thought you'd be, so I want to be taller for
Let's
that.
See, you would be, how tall would you be then?
3 feet taller? I'd be 8'6".
That's terrifying. You're a terrifying person who can't
would
fit
I
in
be,
the cars.
I can play, I can't
fit my life would have been so much easier. I'd just be a basketball player, obviously. Yeah. It'd be so simple. I wouldn't have had to think. I'd just, you
and
know.
It's not athletic ability. Yeah.
Right. Would you rather have to swim everywhere or listen to Nickelback 12 hours a day?
Swim everywhere.
Swim everywhere.
I don't think we need an explanation. Would you rather have an animal best friend who can talk and is intelligent and you can ride around on, or marry someone with a hot body?
The animal!
Oh my god.
What is it? What,
who
I feel like
wrote
this?
These
who
are too
the,
easy.
Who, the animal, of course.
An animal best friend.
This is so easy. The hot girl, obviously.
Obviously. Obviously. Who would you rather know? Wait, would you rather know how you're going to die or the exact moment you were going to die?
I can't pick
how.
Either.
I'd like how because really? I don't want to know the exact. No, I guess the exact moment because then
yeah,
I
the
can
exact
try to
moment.
Live it up
exact
as much
moment.
As I can.
Exact moment for sure.
Exact moment, not now.
No, because I want to be able to literally be able to live my life to the fullest. I wouldn't mind
that
knowing
way,
that now.
In a way, it's like, as horrible as it might life. Feel to be like crap, dying in 2 years. If you knew. You can live your. You can what
you
can
really
do.
Live.
It
yeah.
frees you.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, it's freedom to understand. Okay,
can you create this? Can we? Can you?
I'm doing it. This? I mean, really, it's just a Q&A for what we should be focused on. We have a whole side of the industry you don't even know about. Would you rather use sandpaper as toilet paper or use hot sauce as eye drops?
Sandpaper, toilet paper.
I'm afraid because the hot sauce, like that, could like literally make me blind. Right?
I don't know. I've definitely done it before. Not like a dropper, but yeah, eat wings and you're like,
I thought you were like, oh, I've definitely hung out. And
the sandpaper
I
mean, would hurt, but you can be gentle and not like destroy yourself.
That's
the,
yeah, I
you
guess.
You wouldn't destroy yourself.
If I wasn't going to be blind, I might do the, like, because like that's a, that could be something that's like just forever. Like it might, if my,
so
like
could
every,
your eye.
Every shit would just be like, like a terrifying experience. And if my
like
eyes are always going to be okay, then yes, it's going to hurt.
But
the
you're saying
hurts.
If you can also say if your ass is going to be fine. Like it's like you can't but, make these if. This is
okay.
one or the other.
Okay, yeah.
Take the risk. I would rather risk my anus than my eyes.
Anus
quote,
over
Betty
eyes.
Fine.
Anus over eyes.
On the tombstone.
I'll go with my anus.
All right. Would you rather live in a world where there are no problems or live in a world where you rule?
World with no
rule.
Problems.
Rule.
This is
oh,
look.
Power?
We used to do a podcast
oh my
for a long
God,
time
yes,
where he called
rule.
Himself King Rafi.
I am. That's
and,
what everybody.
And all it was because we talk about the news and it was all like we didn't really know anything about.
I'd be
news,
really
though,
bad
so.
To everybody, but really great. Like I want it to be a dystopian society. Like I don't want it to be utopian. I know what's best for everybody.
Okay.
So I want them to all just be like, I want to put them under drugs, and so
we've
that
had
they,
this conversation a lot,
we,
where he's like, he'll make a better existence for all if he
because
can just
really,
be in charge
humanity,
of everything.
Like
that's the background of every evil
yes,
villain ever.
That's me. If I had the ability to do this, but people don't realize that they would love me. They would love me if they let me control them. It really and it's really what is the purpose of society? It's not about individuality. It really isn't. Like all this bullshit. We're all here, and we all have our own things that we want to do. Fuck that. The pursuit of us as humans should be that we're just trying to get to other planets and technology and just grow and become godlike in a way, and we're going to be able to make others in our image, which are robots that'll take over for us. But the idea is we'll never get there. It's going to take so long
because
unless you let me rule and let this be a dystopian society where there is no individuality.
I'm on board with the whole potential sides of that.
Yeah.
But if you have the choice of a world with actually no problems, you don't need the ruler at that point.
Right.
So I go with world with no problems.
Okay.
I like that one.
I was like, he was prepped.
Oh, this is one of his things.
Would you rather have pubic hair for teeth or teeth for pubic hair?
I guess teeth for pubic hair. Because, I mean, it's not going to bite, they're not going to move, right? So, I mean, they're just there.
Is it like a bunch of seashells?
I think I'm allowed to put in dentures and stuff, so I guess I could do it. But, oh, God, nobody would want to kiss me, ever, if I have pubic hair in my mouth.
Could you get the teeth removed? Because then
you have to get the weirdest dentist ever.
Yeah, but then whatever.
It's like that movie, the teeth.
Oh, teeth.
That was horrific.
Vagina teeth?
It's like, it's a bad movie, but it just sticks with you.
Right.
Forever.
You never know. Is that going to happen?
Yeah.
Have the women just been holding off and they could do that whenever they want at any time?
What was awesome was when we started our movie club like 3 years ago, that was the first movie. And so it became one of the popular movies on Netflix.
Of course.
And I was like, we help scar people for their lives. Would you rather have no one show up to your wedding or your funeral?
Wedding.
Yeah, wedding. Because I don't really, I'm not really a wedding guy, and I know that's inevitable, that I'm probably not going to find someone that also doesn't want a wedding. But I feel like weddings are a giant waste of money in a lot of ways, and, like, you know, there's so much more you could be doing with that money with the person you're marrying now. I don't really like parties. But I know other people do, so if they can come and party at my funeral, awesome.
Yeah,
at your funeral.
Yeah, like the funeral, I think it'd just be like, because hopefully people are going to be sad to some degree.
I think it's a good,
wanting to be remembered, and hopefully that's like something that's a good event for everybody to come together. I hope it's not like too sad and everybody can come together, but the wedding, it's kind of the same, we're similar in that way. Weddings are just kind of like stupid.
What do you think about the idea of, like, so you know when you're going to die, right? What if you fake your own death so that you can see your own funeral? Would you want to do that?
No.
I don't want to.
You don't want to see your own
even
funeral?
If I died and I could like still like watch...
They don't know you're there.
I wouldn't mind seeing it. No, of course not. Why not?
If
I can have
that
experience
to do it. If I could die and actually watch it for real.
Oh, okay.
But I don't want to fake it and then be like, oh, bad guys, you know?
No,
like,
you wouldn't tell them. You just,
I mean, God, I'd move somewhere else.
2 days later.
Oh, right, because I'm going to die. Right, I get it. I know when I'm going to die.
So you just want to see it happen. You want to see,
maybe. I might do that.
You want to see, like, who came in and is, like, consoling your significant
other. No, I don't want to see it.
I don't want to see it
because it's so inevitable that, especially if I know I'm dying 2 days later, mm-hmm. and I've probably done everything I can to get myself feeling okay.
Okay.
And now I'm going to see somebody that I really cared about didn't show up, or someone showed up that, like, hurt my feelings right before I'm going to die. I don't want to deal with it.
There's a lot of factors in there that
they're gone. There's too much personal stuff at death, and
my whole will, I think, is going to be like, who's not allowed to speak? I'll be like, this guy's a fake asshole. He's going to want to talk. Don't let him. That's going to be my number one thing. All right, so final one on the list. Would you rather go back in time and meet your ancestors, or go way into the future and meet your grandchildren?
All going to the future.
I was about to say the same thing. I want to time travel to the future, not the past. Because I want to see what happens. I'm so fascinated with what happens. Because we're only at the cusp. We're not even anywhere near what's going to happen with technology and stuff.
So if it's that, I no doubt want to meet ancestors. Like, I don't care about just seeing my grandchildren and seeing what the future has become just by that point. That's almost nothing.
Do I get to do all the things
in
the future?
See where I came from.
I don't know, do you?
No, it says to meet your grandchildren or to meet your ancestors.
What if like the only way you can stay there is if you're hanging around with them, right? So
then I'm going to the future and have them show me everything.
Okay.
How many years is that?
What do you mean?
Like, that's not that many
oh,
years.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, great
where I came
that's
from.
That's true. That's not close enough. Yeah, you're right. Because this isn't like my great-great-great-great-great.
Now, the only
great,
thing
great,
that
great,
I'd
great,
say...
You could talk to your children and be like, don't have children until you're 38. So you can stretch
go
it
as far
as
far
as possible.
It also depends on, like, which ancestors and how far back. Because do I want to go to the ones that were killed in the Holocaust? I'm bringing it there. I don't want to be a part of that horrible experience.
God.
I don't want to be a part of that. Am I right, Phil?
Oh, yeah. I can totally relate to this situation.
Or is it like, it's way far back, so like, who don't, like, just to literally see, like, my first ancestors, where it, like, originally came from, like, that'd just be
that's what we think about doing, is, like, figuring out, I don't even know how to do it, how do you find the genealogist to actually really find, you know,
I think it's just magic.
Back?
I think it's just magic. You but, just go back.
No, I'm talking about in general, real life. Like, real life thing. Like, I've thought about, I want to, like, how do you find that genealogist that actually can do that, you know, to find, track you, really?
Oh, okay.
Because I would love, what a cool thing that I think everyone should do if they could, after they afford it, but it's like, I want to go to every single place.
They went.
To follow the journey around the world to bringing me here. What an experience that would be.
That would be, Ooh. You're saying all that, the old stuff. Now, I'm still going to the future. Going to the future. I'm gonna try and train Trey not to have underage sex.
Different though.
Well, I don't want to like go to the future and I just like it's like the iPhone 7.
Well,
like,
I get that,
want, like,
but I think it's different. You want to do that because you now have a son and you're not thinking about this reality of a grandchild. I have a son. So like you're like I want to like what if I never got to meet my grandchildren? Because we're in that scenario now. Like we have really there's only one grandparent left, and you're getting really old, and none of us and our sister none of us have kids yet. So it's like so like that moment like. You know, who knows what could happen, but that's why you want to do that, because you have a kid already. You're thinking this way.
That's where my head is at.
on that idea, do you...
the only person I've ever talked to about it before is Ross. Do your parents give you shit about dating? About, like, especially
that we
if
haven't been with some that we're not
that you
like
might
about
not
to
be
get...
dating, or like you're not dating a Jewish girl.
Well,
or...
over the course of time, the Jewish girl thing has come up.
Okay.
I think that
there'd be some disappointment there
from
one of the parents if that ended up happening.
Mm-hmm.
But it wouldn't be
to the point of any huge big problem anymore.
Okay.
In my younger days, you know, I was the first one to date a non-Jewish girl, like in the family, and it was a huge deal. And it was the only moment of my entire, not crazy angst-ridden teenagedom that I stormed out of the house and drove away, not telling anybody where I was going when I was coming back, was because of an argument specifically about not dating this girl back when I was 18. But
I love her. She's the only one.
But no, they don't give us. They don't.
And then,
us about,
yeah,
it's
the,
more. They're more concerned about just the reality. They're very proud of us, and they love what we're doing, and they're our biggest fans to an embarrassment.
Yeah.
You know, to an embarrassing degree. So I think it's more of them. The idea of relationships for them is more of like, oh, you found balance in your life, and they're more concerned about the fact that we just don't live life and we're just working all the time.
Yeah.
That I think that it more ties into that. If we had a girlfriend, they'd be like, "Wow, you're finding time to like have a life
more than
have a girlfriend."
But
you know?
No, the stereotypical kind of thing of like
have
that
kids,
we have phone calls and they go like, "So where's the girlfriend?" We don't have those.
No,
conversations.
They're just like, "What are you working on? What's next?" And
then,
or my dad's talking about sports mostly. But yeah,
cool. And on that note, we're gonna end today's overflow. I want to thank again the Fine Bros. Fuck me. I keep laughing because I keep saying it's so weird calling you the Fine Bros. But thank you for coming out, hanging out, doing whatever the hell it is that we just did for the past hour.
Well, thank you for having us. We appreciate it. It's always fun coming down here.
Any final thoughts for the people at home?
Final thoughts?
This is the most important part of the show. This is the last thing, the last words is what matter. You could say all the good things. If you go out while banging a goat, that's all they're going to remember.
I will say, as viewers of a lot of YouTube creators, support the risks that all of us take. Because it's one thing that you might be like, oh, I don't want you to do that, but you should still support it initially because it's just going to help the whole space grow. And I think there's too much apprehension about when we're trying new things. And I think everyone should go on that risk with us because it's just going to lead to better things.
And I guess...
How do you just wrap it
I
up?
I can say another thing. Good for you. Good for you. Also, realize... that it's great how things are growing and the creators are not just themselves anymore, and I think it is awesome to support companies like what Phil has been doing and what we are growing to realize that there's a whole team of people helping this happen now, and it's an awesome thing, and that you should be excited for the companies and not just the individual as well, and don't forget the people who work for all of us.
Love one another and be excellent to each other.
That was the only way to top it. Thank you for hanging out.